We have a special guest that has joined us in the studio today. I want to say hello to Patricia Gifford. Trish, Senior Associate with Spiros Law. Trish, welcome to the Valley.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Spiros Law. We were just mentioning, how many offices do you have?
We have three offices. We have an office here in Kankakee. We have an office in Champaign. We also have an office in Danville.
Okay. Tell us, what do you do?
So at Spiros Law, we handle pretty much any type of personal injury case. Workers' compensation, motor vehicle accidents, medical malpractice, nursing home abuse and neglect. Pretty much any sort of case that involves an injury to a person is what we handle. And we handle the plaintiff side. So we handle the side of the victim.
Okay. So we want to talk today about nursing home neglect because, unfortunately, this is a problem.
Correct. And that's primarily what I do is nursing home litigation. And I have for about 14, 15 years now. It is a rampant problem that we see, and it doesn't appear to be getting any better, and that's why we do what we do, is to try to help change things and try to get some justice for the families of people who have been mistreated in nursing homes.
So if you have somebody who's been in a nursing home and you suspect there may be some abuse, what are the signs?
Obviously, any sort of outward signs, physical signs, bruising, bed sores are a big one. If you see your loved one losing weight or not acting the way that they should, those are all signs that, you know, maybe something's going on and you need to investigate a little further.
And how common is this? I'm guessing way too common.
You know, unfortunately, it is way too common. And these are the ones that we know about. These are the injuries that we know about. A lot of these victims and residents at nursing homes, they suffer from cognitive issues, either from Alzheimer's or dementia. And unless there's an outward sign of some sort of a physical injury, the abuse or neglect may go unnoticed because that person simply can't tell you about it. They're unable to tell you about it. So unfortunately, it's probably more common than we even know about. And what we know about makes it way too common.
And is there any way for us to prevent this?
You know, calling someone like us when you notice something happens, that's part of the reason we do what we do, is to try to change the way that nursing homes work. But certainly visit your loved one if you have a loved one in a nursing home and go at different times. Don't let the facility know what time to expect you so that they may be caught off guard, quite frankly. Another issue is we've recently in Illinois legalized putting cameras in residents' rooms so long as you have the roommate's permission as well. So putting video cameras in, that's always a good way to make sure that, you know, you've still got eyes on when you can't be there. Those are the big things to do. And obviously, if you suspect something, call our office. We will be happy to investigate to see if there's something that went on or has gone on that probably shouldn't have happened.
All right. So how do we get a hold of you?
You can call us at 815-929-9292. Our office right here in Kankakee is at 1230 West Court Street.
All right, very good. And I assume you have, you're on the web and social media?
We are. You can look up Spiros Law. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and obviously the web.
All right. Trish, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck with putting an end, if we ever could, to nursing home neglect and abuse. It's too many people have been affected by it.
I agree, and the goal is to end it, but at least put a pretty big dent in it.
Very good. Thanks, Trish. Appreciate it.
Thank you.